Kia ora, welcome to Edmund's Podcast, episode 283. Today is Wednesday, July 11, 2012. Last week was my busy week. This week is my cold week. Actually, last week was pretty cool, too. But I called this episode colder because it has been colder here lately. There was a time, well, I think 2 or 3 weeks ago, we had a cold snap, and I thought it was cold then. But every single morning so far this week, it's been zero on our thermometer. And it was so cold that we thought that maybe it just doesn't go below zero. Although I seem to remember that I did it last year, although I wouldn't swear to it. Nevertheless, when I look at the official highs around Auckland, it's around 2 degrees, so zero is probably about right. But it's very cold. Then when the sun starts to go up and rises high enough and it hits the house, then steam starts rising from around the windowsills and the deck railings and things like that. And I actually shot some video on my cell phone this morning, but of course it's not as great resolution, so I may actually try it again tomorrow with the proper video camera. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Anyway, last week was my busy week, and all things considered, it went pretty well, but it was a bit unusual, and so I'll be telling you about that first. And I have got some feedback to talk about, some comments and such like, but first, let's do this. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Arthur.
Hey, I had an idea.
What's that?
Why don't we do a podcast together?
Oh, what a great idea. There's only one problem. We don't have a name for our podcast.
You're right. Yes, if you follow either Paul or me on social media, you probably know about this already. But basically, we're going to be launching a new podcast that's just going to be a bit of a chitter-chat with each other about things going on, some politics, some religion, some tech stuff, some wine probably. Who knows? A little bit of everything. And but it doesn't have a name. So we're inviting you to tell us what to call it. You can leave us a suggestion in the comments to this episode on amarinspodcast.com, or you can ring my U.S. listener line on 206-666-5172, or you can email me, Arthur, A-R-T-H-U-R, at amarinspodcast.com, and tell us what you think it should be called. Now, the show is, if you ever listen to his old show, it's a bit like when he had a co-host. Seder 69 was a co-host for a while. Or perhaps if you imagine one of his group shows, but with only two people, you know, that sort of thing. Now, there's a method to our madness. Both of us, I think, have some trouble staying, not motivated exactly, but making sure that we actually record. And we both think it would be easier to do if we had somebody to talk to. And so that's the rationale behind it, that we might actually podcast more often if we had somebody to talk to about stuff. Here's my other secret motivation. I started my podcast, when I started my podcast, I think it was shortly after I posted the first episode, I was a guest on his old group show. And at the time, I was posting one Amarin's podcast a week. And shortly, well, I don't know how shortly, but after not long after that, I started doing two episodes a week. And what I'm hoping is to sort of recapture that spark, to relight the fire, if you will, for podcasting, because there's a lot of things I still want to do with this podcast. And I'm hoping it'll sort of re-energize me to do those sorts of things. So this podcast isn't going anywhere. Neither is Too Political. Everything's all the same as always, but hopefully more of them. And also, in addition to, we're going to be doing this this joint podcast, which has no name. But so that's coming up. And do leave a suggestion, because we really do want to know what to call this thing. The first episode, the pilot episode, if you will appear on, as part of this podcast, Amarin's podcast and Paul's podcast. And then eventually it'll have its own site, feed, all that sort of stuff. But we can't do that until it has a name. So that's where you come in again. But speaking of podcasting stuff, as you know, I have been involved in this Pride 48 extravaganza for several years now, since the beginning, as a participant since the beginning, and helping to coordinate it for the past couple of years. Well, this year's event is September 14th through 17th, coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada. I try to say it the way they do, Nevada. And because my inclination would be to say Nevada. But anyway, I digress. The event is presently recruiting podcasters. And still, we do not, oh, there's Sunny. We don't, I don't want to make it like we do not, we don't formally invite any podcasters as Pride 48. And the reason for that is simple and political. If we do and forget somebody, and we inevitably will leave somebody out, somebody's going to take that personally. They're going to think that it's a slight, and it's not. We don't know about every podcast that exists, and we don't know about everybody who we should, in quote marks, invite. So the simplest solution is to invite nobody and leave that up to the individuals to recruit their favorite podcasts to join. Any GLBT or GLBT-friendly podcast is welcome to participate. We have several heterosexuals who are taking part in Pride 48 as well. We don't discriminate. The only thing is they obviously can't be anti-gay, obviously. But apart from that, anything goes. So I would say that if you have a podcast that you particularly like that you would like to see take part in the live event this year, you don't have to be in Las Vegas. I'm not going to be in Las Vegas. I'm going to be streaming here from Auckland, New Zealand. We've got people from five different countries who are participating, which includes the U.S. outside of Las Vegas. Several shows are coming from other points in the U.S. So wherever you are in the world, you can take part in this event, either as a listener or as a podcaster. And if there is a podcast that you would like to see take part in Pride 48, by all means, talk to them about it. Suggest that they contact me. And I would like to see Politically Incorrect take part in Pride 48. I've made that clear to various people. But there are others as well that you may know of that you want to see participate. So by all means, ask them about it. Tell them about it. Tell us about it. Whatever. If you want to talk about specifically Pride 48 things, well, you can email me at my podcast if you want, but I have an address just for Pride 48. It's among my thousands of email addresses. And it's Arthur, A-R-T-H-U-R, at pride48.com. Now, if you are going to Las Vegas for the event, there are going to be some training sessions that will be held before the formal event begins. There's information about that and also hotel discount codes for the Luxor and the Excalibur on the Pride 48 site. Now, the site is at pride48.com. If you go to that now, you'll see that it redirects to pride48live.com, and that's because the main site is undergoing redevelopment right now, and it's a very complicated thing. So to make that possible to do while still providing for current information, we temporarily have the URL directed to pride48live.com, which has all the current stuff, as the original site is redone completely. So don't be alarmed if it ends up at pride48live.com. But that site has, as I said, it has all the information. It has the information about the training sessions. It's got the hotel discount codes. It's got pretty much anything you want to access. And if there's anything that you don't know that you want to know about, by all means, contact me personally. And I will, if I don't know, I'll find out for you. And if you know of, again, if you know of a podcaster who should take part, wherever they are in the world, by all means, contact them or contact us to tell us, and we will endeavor to contact them on your behalf. So that's all I wanted to say about Pride 48 right now. It's getting closer to actually, you know, starting the crunch organizing time, which is one of the reasons why I'm making this push for participants now, because very shortly it's going to become much more difficult to shoehorn in other participants. Also, in the world of podcasting, I've mentioned this before, there's been a lot that I've missed out on over the past, well, all of this year, pretty much, because we've been so distracted by the house and everything else that's been going on. This has not been a good year for me. And there have been a lot of things that I've missed out on that I regretted or that I was disappointed by or that I... all those sorts of things. But among the things that I am most sorry that I missed out on was Ramble Redhead's 500th episode. I meant to say something at the time. I meant to ring in on his voicemail line, and I didn't do any of that stuff. So first of all, I want to publicly apologize to Tom the Ramble Redhead for doing that, because he is the only podcaster I've met in real life. I don't know if I've mentioned that before, but he is. And so, I mean, of anybody, his is one I would not have wanted to have missed. So, but he does a great job. He, you know, like everybody else, he has his swings and roundabouts in life and so on, and like we all do. But what he doesn't ever talk about is that sometimes there are things related to the show that can be difficult or challenging, and he manages to get through those with good humor and grace, and I really respect that. And I think that he does a great job. He has a particular emphasis on trying to provide positive information and a variety of information, actually, for young GLBT people so that they can, whatever their situation in life is, they can hopefully find somebody that they can identify with and say, hey, you know, it actually really is going to get better. And because this person has lived the sort of life that I aspire to live or whatever. So I heartily congratulate Tom the Ramble Redhead on his 500th episode and urge you to check him out at rambleredhead.com. Right. That's all the podcasting stuff out of the way. Now, backing up, well, a little bit, just to the very beginning of the show, I said that last week I was very busy with my project, and I was, but that it went better. It did go better than I thought it was going to. And the main reason for that is because, well, there's no particular reason. Oh, now when the washing machine's spinning out. Jeez, everything's going on at once here. Things would have been extremely good this week, as a matter of fact. I would have finished earlier than I have in months, probably since sometime last year, except on Thursday, we ended up showing the house to somebody. And it's sort of a roundabout kind of thing because the house is not officially on the market at the moment. But what happened is that a friend of ours had a friend who needs a house. And their requirements were fairly simple. It has to be four bedrooms. It has to be on one level. And that's basically what the requirements are. And they haven't been able to find anything suitable. And so they looked at this place, but it's a bit far away from where they live now. And if it was me and the situation was reversed, I wouldn't be looking over the area where they live. So I really don't think anything's going to come of it. But nevertheless, it was a nice thing to do at the very least. And it also gave me a reason to fully clean the house, which quite frankly, I hadn't done as good a job of as I did when the house was on the market, because at that time it could have been shown at any moment. And so I had to be, it had to be presentable at all times. And I realized that over about 2 or 3 weeks, I hadn't done as good a job cleaning as I could have. So it took me all morning. It's like 1 o'clock or something when I left to get the house presentable the way I wanted it. Now, there's some people who may not have gone as far as I did, but I wanted it to be show home quality, just as I would for a real estate open home or an impromptu showing or anything. I wanted it to be as good as I could possibly make it with some minor modifications. I mean, I couldn't do much about my office, for instance, because I'd just gotten this new desk and I hadn't had time to finish organizing before I started working on my project. So I left the house around 1:15 or so and went over and hid at my sister-in-law's house with the dogs while that was all going on. And so I lost most of Thursday. By the time I got back and started in again, I'd lost most of the day. But because of that, because I know how things ended up the next day, Friday, I know that I probably would have finished on Thursday if it hadn't been for that interruption. So that I find that very encouraging. And that actually is a bright spot in this whole sorry saga that is 2012. That it does seem to that my changes are starting to move in the right direction and things are starting to get a bit more positive. And I'm very happy about that. I just hope it continues. Now, next month is going to be a bit of not a challenge at all. It's not going to be a challenge. Next month, we are going to a place called Tairua, which is in the Carmel Peninsula, for for my sister-in-law's 50th birthday, Nigel's sister. And we're all meeting at a batch in Tairua. And I've been through there, I believe, but I don't think I've actually been to it as such. So that'll be interesting in itself. But I finished my work project just before we leave, and I have more incentive to get it all sorted out before we head out. But, I mean, it's not like I need more incentive, is it? Because I don't. Yes. But speaking of this new desk, and actually getting back to the topic of podcasting just a little bit, I've had a bit of trouble figuring out what to do with my mic because I bought this swing arm that clamps onto a desk and holds my mic, and this desk has nowhere to clamp it onto. And so right now, anytime I've needed to record, I've recorded an episode with Jason. I met up with Paul online to talk about the new podcast. I did State of the Station, and I've recorded a couple of my podcasts since then. I don't know where to put the mic. And so at the moment, I'm just temporarily clamping it onto the front of the desk, doing my recording, and then taking it off. And that's a real hassle. Today I tried a floor stand, and that didn't work because my mic is too heavy for that. I tried using the mic, putting on the mic that I use when I record Farpoint Radio with Nigel, but that's not quite good enough for this, in my opinion. So I don't know what ultimately I'm going to do, but that is the only thing wrong with this new desk, that it has no lip on the edges to clamp onto. And Nigel was talking, he has the exact same desk and the exact same swing arm as I do, and he's talking about shaving a bit off of the mic holder so that it can extend farther, and I don't know, it sounds a bit hassle. And he also talked about drilling a hole in the desk, and I nearly gasped when he said that. I was like, but so I don't know. But in the meantime, the reason I mention this is partly because it's something I'm dealing with, but also because it is a barrier to my podcasting more frequently, because I've got to go get the mic, clamp it, unplug it, all that sort of stuff. And it's just one more barrier. And I would dearly like to remove that barrier too, but we will see. I have some vague ideas, but nothing concrete yet. We'll see. So anyway, I'm not going to talk about that anymore. But I did realize the other day that this whole house thing may end up becoming a more or less permanent segment. So if you hate hearing about it, sorry. But it's probably going to be coming around again, I think. Now, there is stuff that's going on in New Zealand news and politics and blah de blah de blah, but I'm not going to talk about that today, partly because I just don't feel like it, but also because I'm not adequately prepared to talk about those various things. I will say that Prime Minister John Key was in Australia recently, and by all reports, he was treated like a star. I don't know why, but he was. But anyway, now, let's do this.
Yaka, 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 Arthur. Yaka.
That, of course, was Roger Green. Well, not of course, but it was. And what he's referring to there is an ABC Wednesday blog post that I did last week on for the letter Y, and the word was yakka, which is derived from an Australian Aboriginal term. The particular dialect is now dead, apparently, but it means work, and it's usually used in the phrase hard yakka, meaning hard work. And it occurred to me, well, obviously I didn't explain how to pronounce the word, and it occurred to me that I probably should when I do that sort of a thing. It's not the first time that that sort of thing has come up, either that I put something in writing and I don't explain how to pronounce it, and so people don't know, or that I'll say something and somebody doesn't know what I'm saying. And I was asked by a listener a while ago what I say at the beginning of every episode. Like today I said, kia ora, welcome to Amarin's podcast, episode 283 or whatever I said. I just do it automatically. I don't know what I say. And kia ora, K-I-A-O-R-A, is a Māori greeting, traditional Māori greeting, but it's not just a greeting. You can also use it to basically say like, amen, thank you, sort of, that sort of thing. If somebody's talking in the Marae, as they're going on and on and on, people will often say, kia ora. And so it's sort of a general purpose kind of thing, but it's used most commonly as a greeting. There are other things that people say as well, but that's what I usually say when I open this podcast. And I don't talk about that either. Now, this ABC Wednesday thing, I'm going to be doing a post specifically about that soon after this particular round ends. What it is basically, is I call it a blog storm or a blog swarm, whatever you want to call it. A whole bunch of bloggers during the week, generally on Wednesday in their own time zone, blog about one particular thing, starting with a letter for that week in order from A, B, C, D, E, and so on. And so Y, for instance, was yakka. Later on today, I'm going to be posting the one for the letter Z. And then it takes some time off and then starts over again with the letter A. So it's about to come up again. And if you are a blogger, I'd say take part in it because it's actually quite a lot of fun. A lot of people do really interesting and really different things for their letters. Some people will do pictures or poems. Other people write about a topic. I sort of went all over the place this round trying different topics and things, but it's all stuff that interests me in one way or another. But what I've started to do is to bring it back more towards Australia, New Zealand kind of thing, to explain, explain it to the world. And it kind of, I guess it gets back to the original purpose of the blog, which was to have a dialogue between trying to explain New Zealand and the U.S. to each other. It was one of the ways I explained it. And so that's sort of what I'm starting to do with these ABC Wednesday posts is kind of be more explanatory. And part of the reason for that is that ordinary blog readers who come in to those posts won't be thinking this is totally irrelevant to anything he normally talks about. It, in fact, will be related to what I talk about normally. And I'm going to do a blog post more generally about ABC Wednesday, and I'll mention that when I do. And I'll put a link in the show notes to that. Although I'll put a link in the show notes to the Why is for Yakka post, and you can go there, and there's a they're all tagged ABC Wednesday, so you can go and see all the others that I've done this round as well. So basically, I just think it's a good thing to do, and it's a fun thing to do. And if you're a blogger, you may want to give it a go. But as I said, I'll say more about that later. But for right now, Roger also left a comment for episode 282, and he said, "You brought up your census, and I was curious whether there were Kiwis as resistant to answering the questions as some Americans are. I swear the question about what time people go to work is among the most controversial, as though the government cared about their individual departure times. Also, does the New Zealand census ask about religion? The U.S. census cannot, separation of church and state, but Canada, for example, does. You could do a whole segment on the New Zealand census questions, hint, hint. I should note that a lot of the questions that were on the 2000 U.S. census long form are now being captured in the American Community Survey." Thanks for that, Roger. And the short answer is no, not really. There aren't people who get so weird about the census. We have a few cranks who take it upon themselves to try to find creative ways of avoiding taking part in the census. The way it works is that on census night, which is a designated time, everyone in New Zealand is required to fill out a census form. Regardless of their citizen, permanent resident, tourist, whatever, anybody in New Zealand on that night fills out a form. And people staying in hotels are given forms and instructions on what to do, all that sort of stuff. And the only way to not fill out a form is to not be in New Zealand. And so what some people have done is they've rented hot air balloons and floated above New Zealand and the mistaken belief that they're not in New Zealand, even though if you're in New Zealand airspace or New Zealand's territorial limits in the water, you are in New Zealand. And there have been a few prosecutions for people who've refused to comply by doing such strange things. And there are occasionally you hear about people who go to Australia for census night so they don't have to take part. And I frankly cannot understand why people get so weird about it. There's no reason, certainly not in New Zealand. We have really strong privacy legislation, and there's no reason why anybody should not take part. The really personal information, my understanding is that the census data is destroyed after a certain number of years. They only keep the statistics and not the individual forms. And so, as I understand it, it wouldn't be possible for somebody to go back and get personally identifiable information. But I may not have a full understanding about that, but I think that's what the case is. And the reason it stuck in my mind is because I was thinking how hard it would be for genealogists to do social research when they didn't have specific information from specific people. But I don't know. Like I said, I might have that wrong. I don't know. But there are no questions like... Here's how it works. You get one form for the household, and one person is designated to fill that out. It could be, theoretically, it could be anybody, but as long as they're an adult, I presume. And then each person in the house gets an individual form to fill out, and they've got different sorts of questions. The household form is where you find most of the, the odd statistics, like if you have a fax machine. I don't know if they ask that anymore. They used to. By your internet connection, number of televisions, I think. There was one of them at one stage. All kinds of things like that. And that's how they can track... Bump the mic thingy. That's how they can track trends and so on. And then the individual is more about who you are, what your background is, and that sort of stuff. They do ask about religion, yes. And most people in New Zealand answer Christian, even though I think it's fair to say that a large number of people answering Christian never go to any church for any reason at any time, because these days both weddings and funerals are often held outside of a church somewhere. So there's no reason to go to a church. But nevertheless, I think the clear majority still do say that they're Christian, but I would say they're nominally Christian, not actual Christians. And people will say things like Jedi and all that sort of stuff to try to mess up the system. I think last time I said agnostic on the last one. I can't remember because that was before I started the podcast. So that's not particularly controversial, that one. The one that is controversial, however, is the one about race. Because one of the questions, what people had to do is if they were of European ancestry, shall we say, what most people might call white, they had to say that they were New Zealand European. And a lot of people got really angry about this and said, I'm not a European, I'm a New Zealander. My family's been here for five generations or whatever. And to their credit, the census people sort of took that on board and they tried to come up with more creative ways of expressing that. And they're supposed to be moving away from forcing people to identify only as New Zealand European. I think they have it as slashes now, like New Zealand European, Pakeha, Caucasian, maybe, I can't remember. And I'll know soon enough, I suppose. And so that is the one that has been the controversial and contentious question on the census. And it's sort of complicated a little bit because a lot of people in New Zealand are of mixed racial or ethnic backgrounds. And there are ways of accommodating that, but they also have ways of overriding people's anger or whatever, or their petulance, so that if they say something else and they clearly mean that they were New Zealand European, they were counted as New Zealand European. And which is interesting because if it was the other way, if it was in the US, we'd say European American. But here they tend to say New Zealand European, which is really strange because it sounds like they're Europeans from New Zealand. But anyway, I digress. But that's the question that is the most contentious in New Zealand, more by far more than anything else. But yeah. Now, I think it's actually a really great idea to do a show on the census when it comes around, which is, I believe it's March of next year. I can't remember what month, but it is next year, 2013. I actually saved the form from the canceled census, and at one point I actually thought about sending it to Roger, but it occurred to me that because it was canceled, this might be valuable one day. And the truth is, I have no idea where I put it. Half of our stuff almost is packed away in storage right now because of this whole house thing. So I don't know where anything is right now. And it turns out a lot of times I think we don't have something, and turns out we do. The other day we wanted to make a cake, but we don't have any mixers. They're all in storage. And then I was in the kitchen implement drawer, and I found the beater attachment for the handheld mixer. But the mixer itself is in storage. And I just said, well, we could just kind of twirl them in our thumbs. Yeah, right. But anyway, thanks for that, Roger. And that is it for today. I hope to do one more episode on Friday. We will see. I have some plans for changing a personal schedule this week, and we will see if it comes to fruition. It has nothing to do with the show or anything else. It's just something I'm working on. So that is it for today. And remember, tell me in the comments or through email or phone message what you think the name of the new podcast with Paul should be. Talk to you soon. Bye.
You can leave a comment on this or any other episode of the Amrens Podcast at amrenspodcast.com. You can send an email to me at Arthur, that's A-R-T-H-U-R, at amrenspodcast.com. Or you can ring my U.S. comment line on 206-666-5172. This podcast is produced and distributed under Creative Commons license. Complete details at the website.